I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Is the podcast starts? Is this how it starts, or is it like
a... No, okay. I mean, I was doing a sound check. I probably won't put this in.
All right. Unless, of course...
Save the banter, girl.
Save it for the pod. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
Miss you.
And this week, we are joined by a fantastic comedian, writer, Hell and yeah. podcaster.
Hell yeah.
Kate Dennett.
Hello.
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 Thanks so much for being on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Before we start, I'm just going to, not fangirl, I'm just going to compliment a friend. Your podcast.
Thanks.
Oh, so good.
Cheers.
I loved it. Loner podcast.
When have you ever done that before? This is crazy.
Literally, phone.
Literally all the time. I've done it in the last week way too much. I've picked it up from somewhere and I can't stop doing it. But anyway, I loved your podcast.
Hey,
it was
thanks.
Very good.
Thanks for listening. Big appreciate.
Did you listen to it?
Big appreciate.
She doesn't listen to any podcast.
All right.
So don't take offense.
It's not a test. I'm not here to check in on you.
I hate him so much. Although, in the short time that we've spent together, your voice is very nice.
Soothing? Oh, well, it's husky at the moment.
I love
so
it, though.
So you're getting a little bit of, ooh.
Really, it's, I could listen to that. You know what I mean? I could.
Yeah.
Especially that. Just a 45 minute of that.
A grumbling
ideal.
Fat cat. Get away from my bosom.
Perfect.
Any more fangirling you need to do?
No, I'm good now.
That's it. That's the one thing.
All of the rest of the stuff that I've seen you do,
I'm not such a fan.
Oh, no.
That is so far from the truth.
Love that. Do love that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have you. I think it'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll fangirl at the end. Who knows?
Ooh.
I've got to earn it, is it?
I think, I mean, the only way is up. I don't know.
I don't want to have to earn it.
So much effort.
So far, so good, to be honest. I'm already there.
Fangirling already.
Yeah.
I love
Speaking
it.
Of already there.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you coming? Just checking in. What is the rating on this podcast before I start?
I always tick yes to explicit. So
okay, great.
Just in case.
And all of the words basically have been dropped.
Okay. Yeah.
Except for the ones that you're not allowed to drop.
Well, that one almost got dropped by Luca Muller.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, we don't need to guess
I won't
words.
Drop it. I won't drop it.
Yeah, don't drop it.
No dropping of that word.
I just want to point out he didn't say it. It was part of a story.
Yeah.
That someone almost said that word.
Right.
You don't even know what the word is. So
how fun is this? Oh, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's the final word.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is, most definitely. Speaking of the final word.
Yeah.
I when this podcast is hitting listeners' ear drums.
Yes.
I will be overseas.
True.
Ooh,
you will be.
Bon voyage.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Mercy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Great.
If you're in France, then yes, that's great.
I won't be in France at all, but I will be overseas at some place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, because I spoke French.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Not because I'm going to be in France, but... Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just so multilingual that I just forget what language I'm speaking in sometimes.
Like, was that French? I don't even – it just slips
it just
out.
It just comes out
know.
Every so often.
So I'm going to be overseas. But currently I am still in Australia.
Yeah, not to
– Plot twist.
Wow.
Not to surprise anyone. And so we leave in approximately 2 days. And by approximately, I mean specifically 2 days.
Two and a half days?
2.5 days, yeah.
Yep.
So like, yeah.
Anyway. Almost exactly 2.5 days.
Yes.
Gosh.
Plus 15 minutes.
just to be really specific
about when we're recording this.
But so my boyfriend and I are like, have been thinking for a little while about what our like last meal in Australia will be for a while.
Yeah? Okay.
Because like, you know, we're going to be trying all this amazing food and it's going to be phenomenal. But like, what's the thing that we want to do?
Home comforts.
Yeah. Like what's that one thing that we want to have just before we get on the plane?
Well, I mean, that's like asking what's your last meal on death row, right?
I mean, not exactly because I will be back.
Well, and will you
not the final. I mean,
I'm equating death row to traveling, right? So the same thing.
Do you hate travel?
No, I just get sick every single time I travel. Right. So it could be the last thing I ever do.
Okay, I can understand your viewpoint and approach now.
Thank you.
I would say if you're trying to do like Australian, you got to have yourself a brekkie. Like a smash avo.
Yeah.
Really nice sort of heaps of veggies, kind of brekkie. And I don't know, just like 10 meat pies.
Maybe. Yeah, I was going to say, like get one a traveler meat pie from 7-Eleven. Just real, think about the festival because that's all you've eaten during the festival, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And the other day I got to Cooper's, the venue that Vicky was running.
Yep.
And I had like, there's so many stairs and I had like run from one gig to the next gig and had stopped at a 7-Eleven, got a traveler's meat pie, and I shit you not, I ate it so quickly. Like, honestly, I reckon it was like a world record or some shit. Like, so fast. Like, when I got to the venue, I was like, I could at any moment spew up a meat pie because I've swallowed it without breathing, really. And then I had to walk up all these stairs. By the time I got there, I was like, I think I died.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, it was bad.
You could have, like, leant over the staircase and just vomited.
Because that's worked so
all
well.
All over.
Love that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to have traveler's meat pies.
Okay.
What we've decided, I think, is sorry, Vicky.
Oh, no.
About a year ago, I went to Nepal.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is this all you've heard about for the past year?
She went to a yoga retreat in Nepal.
Okay.
She didn't.
I honestly don't bring it up that often.
Anymore.
Yeah, when I first came back, it was like all I could talk about. But now I'm like, you know, off that train, it's fine.
Okay.
But when I came back from Nepal, I had, you know, had the flight, the huge long haul flight, and got home to Melbourne, and my boyfriend picked me up from the airport, and I was like deliriously tired, like so tired. I've never been so tired in my life, except for maybe yesterday.
Yep.
But whatever. And so we got home, and our house is like across the road from this particular Italian restaurant, and we'd never been there before, but this night we couldn't be bothered doing anything or like making anything, and it was the closest thing to our house. So we went across to this Italian restaurant and we had like the most delicious pasta pizza experience. But I was so delirious that like it felt like I had a cloud like in front of my face. Like you know, like Days of Our Lives has like a weird like cloudiness to it.
Oh yeah. Like a Vaseline filter.
Yes, yeah, that's how my life felt. Like I just couldn't like see clearly, and I was like eating this like three cheeses gnocchi, like, oh my God, it's so good, but like, am I dying? Like I'm so tired.
Right.
And so it was like not the best, but also the best experience because I was just like basically half asleep at dinner.
Yeah.
Just being like, I guess I'll eat this, but also it's delicious. So we're thinking we'll go back there because since then we've actually become like friends with the dude that works there.
Uh-huh.
He's good. His name's Charlie. We're like, every time we walk past, we'll be like, hey, Charlie.
You won't be living in that house by the time this comes out. So do you want to drop the name of the restaurant?
Bon Tempo.
There we go.
On Brunswick Street.
Bit of publicity for old Charlie.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've also said, you can go say hello to Charlie. That'd be so weird. Like, for the next 3 weeks, like 25 people are like, hey, Charlie. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
We listen to a podcast. What?
Okay. I probably should give him a bit of a warning just in case. I'm fucking off.
Warning,
and also,
I say great things about your restaurant. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I told heaps of people to come and give you money.
But super delicious Italian food. So I think that's what we're going to do. Because it was our first meal together in this house.
Yep.
And so it'll be our last meal together in this house.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Nice little full circle moment.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That wasn't my idea. That was my boyfriend's idea.
Yeah, classic. He's better at that sort of stuff than you are.
He is.
Yeah.
100%. I was like, let's make some nachos and sit on the couch. Yeah. And he was like, nah.
Do you know what your last meal would be?
My last meal. Oh,
just to clarify, not death row.
Sorry,
just going away for a little while.
Okay. Because if it was death row, because I've got fructose malabsorption. So if I
me
knew,
too.
Hey, high five.
Yeah,
it fucking sucks. So if
that?
It was, oh, like heaps of different fruits and veg that I can't eat.
This is why I can't eat onions and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
It's a deeply annoying problem.
You have it a lot worse than I do.
Do you?
Well, I think that Like, I've heard you talk about it a lot more, right, like, over the years, and you seem to be able to not eat a lot more than I can, but it's still...
But I'm also, there. Like, a really... I should be testing more foods than what I am.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm always like, but I have something next week, or not this week, like, the next couple of days. It's like, I never have 3 days clear.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And then, I don't know, stress also tends to make it worse and all that kind of 100%. Business. And legit right now, I feel like I have a balloon in my stomach. Yeah. So I'm like, I really hope I don't...
Yeah,
the last time I on this podcast.
Last time I accidentally ate onion, like, my sister was like, "Is your stomach okay?" I was like, "No, not at all." She's like, "Because it looks like 3 times the size that it normally is." I'm like, "Yeah. If you wanted to see what I look like pregnant, just give me some onion."
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am absolutely. I can actually feel it currently expanding because I thought I was in the clear because I ate some food on like Saturday night where I was like, oh, probably shouldn't, but you got to live.
Yeah.
And then I walked here and I was like, oh, I'm fine. And now that I've sat down, I was like,
no. Oh, no.
No.
Well, if, you know, if this podcast cut short, you know what happened.
You know what happened. And yeah, good to talk about pooping.
Yep, I love
First time I'm on this podcast.
Hey, it's a part of life.
It is.
So, but that changes your last meal in terms of
if
like,
I was on death row, absolutely, I would be like, I want all the food that I can't eat. Because if I'm gone in an hour anyway,
who cares? Yep.
But I think if I was going to, what would I eat? Jeez, this is a big question, guys.
I know, it's tough.
Because I don't, like, I'd probably go with, this is very Eminem of me, but mum's spaghetti.
Oh, nice.
Like, my mum used to always make a particular spaghetti when we were growing up. Like, and it wasn't, like, it's not spaghetti, it's the meat and the sauce and stuff with it.
Is this death row or traveling?
Death row.
Yeah.
This is death row.
Okay. Yeah.
I would probably go with, and there was definitely onion in that. Mm. So I can't really have that too much anymore. I guess I could not put the onion in, but would it be the same?
Also, if it was death row, you'd just do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Like, I would go in.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm going to need like some kind of honey cake and like, just like peaches.
I was going to say, maybe I'll eat some peaches and maybe I'll try a pear again.
Yeah.
Maybe I might give that a
fruit salad. Just like, you know what? I would get stuff that everyone would be like, that's not particularly special. But I'm like, yeah, but you can have it
whenever you want.
Yeah. Like, I'd just go to a cafe and be like, give me that and that.
Yeah.
Like, I just, all the things that I can't.
Or maybe I'd just go to a restaurant and not say, oh, by the way, can you just make sure that none of these things are in it? I'll just be like, yeah, give me whatever.
Yeah, see, I'm a real coward when I go out to eat. I just look at the menu and then order the least complicated thing.
Yeah.
I don't.
The only thing that I'm very particular about is the onion, because that's the worst thing for me.
Yeah, right.
So if is there onion in this? No, there better fucking not be.
Oh. You know what I've been doing? I've been carrying around glucose tablets.
Yes.
It works.
Yeah. My mum is Natalie Tresidder. My mum, shout out to you, does the same thing.
Right. Does she have fructose problems as well?
No, she has glucose. No, sorry. Gluten, different.
Gluten.
Yeah.
She carries glute guard.
Glucodin?
Yeah, or something like that. Some glute guard thing that's like made of pawpaw, which you probably can't have.
No.
Definitely not the same thing.
What is her? Was it what she...
She's gluten intolerant.
But what does that do? Does it just help coat her stomach or something?
It's the same, except it's gluten and her stomach just gets like real fucked up.
Yeah.
And so these glute guard tablets, apparently, the pawpaw or whatever, like lines your stomach. So it's not obviously so you can like eat a loaf of bread, but if there's like some tiny trace of gluten or like some sauce, like let's say a soy sauce has gluten or whatever, then that'll be fine.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh. So it just makes it like more manageable in terms of like small
trace
of
amounts.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because I have these tablets because it helps to shuttle... It can piggyback on the glucose through your intestine. Right. So I do that when I eat food that I'm not meant to eat.
And does it help?
Look into that.
I think it might. I'm pretty good with my diet, but I do eat them just in case. But I don't know how much I'm meant to be having. And I try not to do it often because I'm like, probably shouldn't just be like chewing into glucose all the time. But I don't know. It's weird.
Mm. I'm going to look them up though. I'm gonna have a look into that.
It is pretty cool how, I guess... I was going to say technology, but more just like medical advancements means that like people find that like, they're like, oh yeah, if you just take this little thing, you'll be sweet.
Yeah. I mean, mine is based on message boards. Like there is no science. There is absolutely no science to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well,
but like there's at least a majority, like a lot of people that are doing it.
Yeah.
There's a big sample size, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But if it was last travel meal. I'm not sure what I would have. Maybe I would just get... Oh, you know what I would get? I would get the fried chicken from down the road.
Yeah.
Oh, fried chicken. That's so good.
What I would get.
Actually, yeah, I'd go... There's a Japanese restaurant near me. But then it's like, but should I be having something super Australian or something before? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, I know that I'm going to be eating so many like amazing meals that I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like not fast. When I get back, that's when it's going to be like, oh my God,
I haven't had this for...
Oh my... Yeah, right.
Well, I know where our first meal together is going to be.
Yeah,
when we
the
get
fried chicken down the street.
The fried chicken down the street.
100%. But yeah, I think that's because I have the same thing every time I go away for an extended period of time. I always come home and I'm like, I need to go. When I used to live at home, it would be like my mum's nachos.
Yeah.
But like now I'm like, I need to go to this place because like I've missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so. Yeah.
By the way, when you say you fried chicken down the road, you hate the fried chicken.
Yeah. I like the chips. Yeah.
You eat the poutine there.
Yeah.
And I eat like way too much chicken.
Yeah. Right.
So. Well, it works.
Look, something for everyone there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's except for my mum. They do absolutely nothing gluten-free. I found that out recently.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I'm also like a bit, not heaps, but quite lactose intolerant as well. And they do really good milkshakes that I will even be like, I'm going to have one.
You're going to, yeah, right.
I'm going to risk it. Yeah.
There is no way I could drink a milkshake.
No, well, I drink about maybe a quarter of it. And then I'm like, that was worth it.
Yeah, right.
It was fine. I paid $8 for a quarter of a milkshake.
Sometimes you got to.
Sometimes you just have to
get that disposable income, and you got to do
it. Yeah, exactly. They have like an apple pie crumble milkshake that is
And you've had, and that hasn't completely.
It's terrible.
But
it tastes so good.
Yeah, apples. That's my number one.
Yeah. See, so apples aren't terrible for me.
Right.
Like, they're not wonderful, but they're not terrible.
Right. Okay.
So.
Wow, apples. Yeah. So the old apple a day keeps the doctor away is not for you.
Right.
Wow. No. Not at all.
Not at all.
What's been happening in your lives, ladies?
Festival's over. I'm happy again.
Yeah, okay. Mm. You got sunshine in a bag.
I can see it. I can see the sunshine again. I went to closing night party and it was fine, which is good.
Had a fine time.
Had a fine time. I didn't, you know, I didn't get too drunk.
Oh.
I... didn't have any arguments. I didn't.
Oh, is that a usual? Is it like,
no, but like
have a few drinks and then just clock on? And...
No, I normally have to mediate arguments is what I normally have to do.
How are you finding yourself in the middle of all these arguments?
Vicky's like, I don't like if, well, I don't know how the solar system works, but the thing that's in the middle,
the
that
sun?
Everything, yes, Vicky is the sun and everyone is around like this.
Squabbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they come to me and be like, fix it. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to.
But, okay, I'm so interested in this. So do you become a mediator between the two teams, or are you like, hey, you need to stop being a dick? Or are you like, no, totally, you're totally right?
I mean, it depends on the situation. I've done all of those things. Like, oh, yeah.
Drama.
I guess it's like, it's dependent on the argument.
It does.
Who's in it, what they're arguing about.
I mean, in comedy, there's a lot of arguments. Fuck me.
I can't. See, I cannot handle arguments.
No, I'm not.
Like,
I hate them.
I don't like being friends with people where it's like, if we're arguing, then it's like, well, we have some fundamental differences and that's fine and we don't have to be friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you watch those, like those Real Housewife.
Oh, my God.
Sort of shows.
Okay. When I say argue, they're not like that.
Okay.
They're not.
Because they're always like, oh, you know how girls are. And I'm like, I have never had any female relationships like that.
Yeah,
and I have never seen this before until this show.
And I love it.
Yes.
I am here. No. And when I, like, it's more disagreements and people come to me for advice.
It's more like,
those.
It's not really an argument. It's more just like people talking shit behind each other's backs.
And all of them decide to come to me about it.
So
I'm
you
like,
are king,
I don't want to know.
You're king gossip. You know everything.
Yeah, she's
but
a,
I, if you,
I like the way you're like,
chamber
but
of
it's
secrets.
A burden. But it's a burden.
Well, I mean, to a point. But I don't.
I mean, it's fun to know all of the gossip.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But isn't the fun part of gossip then telling people?
I don't know.
Is that the fun part of gossip? Because I don't then go ahead and
spread
it more.
I think the
more.
Gossip is the fun part of gossip, depending on what the gossip is.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you what's know? The point?
Yeah. I hate gossip that's not fun. Like when it's like two friends are really fighting and you're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Or you get told something and you're like, I did not want to know that about that person at all.
That's tricky. I feel like that's a real like an adult thing when you find out things about your friends that aren't great. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, this is complicated because you're my friend, but you've done a really bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are so many different levels of, yeah.
Yep. Oh, God.
I think it's all situational.
It is. But anyway, I didn't have to worry about any of that last time.
Hey,
I mean, that being said, I got three messages the next day being like, hey, I have to tell you something. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Clocking off for the night.
But yeah, so like, I think considering the nightmare festival that I had with like hospital time and just a whole bunch of other shit happening.
Bonkers.
I think that was a really nice way to end the party of just like having.
End the party.
End the party of festival. Oh, God. The party, like, it was a really nice way of ending festival. It was just like a nice, low-key, having a few drinks with friends and then just going home at a reasonable time and being able to wake up the next day, bump out a venue and be okay for that.
Oh, you have to bump out a venue the next day.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to do the heavy lifting part of it. That was all Brett Blake, previous guest, who had to do that. He's like drilling walls and stuff like that at 11 o'clock in the morning after having a big night.
I can imagine.
Sweating alcohol.
Love just, that.
And I arrive at 1 o'clock and I'm like, how you doing? He's like, don't talk to me. Oh, I'm like, okay, well, I was going to give you a scented candle, but oh, well, don't worry. He's like, no, I'll take the scented candle. The boy loves scented candles.
Right.
I've heard. So it's I've weird. Heard.
He likes motorbikes and scented candles.
Well, people are complex.
I know.
Yeah.
Layered
human beings.
I'm not a candle person, I've realized.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah.
I love a good candle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Love a good candle.
Is it the flame? Is it the smell?
I like burning things. I don't know if you remember.
I do remember that conversation that started right before this podcast.
That's a good point.
I like the smell.
Mm-hmm.
I also like fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you? I understand that. Yeah. Like, I get it.
Do you live here?
In Melbourne?
No, in this apartment.
No.
Okay. Do you live in an apartment?
No.
Okay. So do you have a fireplace is where I'm trying to figure.
Yes.
Or do you have like a fire pit in your backyard?
We've had both. So I have, not to really just incriminate myself in any way, shape or form.
Sure.
I'm not an arsonist. I don't think.
Narcissist,
I don't know.
Yes. Arsonist, yeah. No.
the fundamental N is very important. We have a fireplace. This is pretty cool. We have a fireplace, but it's boarded up because you're not allowed to use it for whatever reason, probably because they've heard about me. And
yeah, it's definitely a health and safety issue,
yeah,
I would say.
Instead of having the fireplace, what we've done is over the period of time that we've lived in this house, every empty bottle we have, like wine or gin or whatever else you drink.
It's always gin.
Yeah. Mainly wine and gin. We put the bottles in the fireplace, like all around, and then put the long stem candles in the top. So it's like a makeshift fireplace.
Yeah.
But it's really beautiful because it's like white long candles. Like,
and then all the wax is dripped down the bottle. Yes. So it does look actually quite cool.
But yeah. You're doing that in a boarded up fireplace.
Yeah. No, yeah.
With several candles.
Yeah.
So the heat is collecting at the top of the boarded.
Probably, yeah.
Is that how you blow up a chimney?
Not exactly sure. I'm moving out in 2 days, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Let's find out.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
All right.
She's got to last 2 more days and then it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not your problem anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's not so many candles that it's like outrageous.
Right.
At any given time, there's...
You can't feel heat coming off it?
No. Right. At any given time, there's probably like 10 candles burning.
Okay.
But that's like over quite a large surface area.
Okay.
So it's quite chilled.
Okay.
And the fire pit in the backyard.
We had a party once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone brought a fire pit. I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay.
BYO fire pit.
So you didn't like dig a hole in your backyard.
No. It was like a
backyard.
Cast iron, like beautiful.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you put the stuff in and set it on fire.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've had both. /we have both.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the pit was BYO'd, so they took it home.
Okay.
Oh, of course. Once the party's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take your fire pit.
You
got to
cool
it off.
It's a pretty cool thing to have, though.
Yeah. The only friends that I have that have fire pits like that are the ones that grew up on farms.
Right.
And they're just like, well, you have to have a fire pit. That's part of the backyard. I'm like, what? They're like, we've always had fire pits. And it's only my friends that grew up on farms that have them.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I guess it's part of farm life.
Well, you got to burn your rubbish.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, there's no like rubbish collecting
that's true.
System happening.
Yeah. True. All right. Well, find yourself that mystery for me. Thanks, Kate. Just burn everything we don't need anymore. Great.
I mean, the ozone.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's talk about it.
Climate change isn't real. Burn what are you talking about?
We don't need it.
Absolutely not. Speaking of things we definitely do need.
Yes.
Oh,
Kate.
Yeah.
You create some solid content.
Thanks.
Thanks for creating some stuff we need. How's it all going?
Yeah, good.
What's new? What's been happening?
What's been,
yeah.
What is happening? That's
quite topical. What's crack-a-lackin'?
I am just working on the second season of Lona.
Which is a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's a podcast. And working on a few other little things, just trying to get them going.
Mm-hmm.
But
tell us specifically what they are so we can steal them and make them our own.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Just because I'm also like, I don't like talking about stuff until they're really going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because it might be a little bit of superstition, but it's also just this thing where I think it's like the collective mind all tends to work on the same thing at the same time a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't help it. Just by talking to friends, it's just what happens. It's like how you all, you know, with them.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
So
yes.
I don't really like to talk about stuff until it's like three quarters of the way solidified.
Yeah.
Solidified,
I think that's so fair enough. Yeah.
And then I also don't like, I don't know. I think I'm getting better at this, but I am definitely one of those people that works on stuff being like, I'll see you in 3 months. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
So, but yeah.
Hence the Lona title.
Yeah, I think that's the, yeah. Well, I did Lona because I'm not doing comedy festival shows anymore.
Sure,
and I just really needed an outlet for silly, dumb ideas, and I wanted them to live longer than the 4 weeks in one location and for it to live beyond also my physical capabilities of like, if I'm sick that night, then the show doesn't get to be as good and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm in a transition period at the moment.
So that's
what I'm doing.
Sounds fun.
Working on stuff, and it's so bad to talk about because it's like, I'm not going to talk about
it. No, I think that's so reasonable though.
Is the podcast like your favorite thing that you've done sort of recently? Because you've written for like TV and stuff like that. And
yeah,
all that sort
but
of stuff
I mean,
recently,
it's different though because it's like, well, Lona is my thing.
Yeah.
Working for TV is great. Love it. No, I would love more work.
Yeah.
It doesn't really
exist. Hey guys, if you're listening.
Yeah, well, it's just that thing where it's like, I feel like in Australia, unfortunately, we don't have this huge system
of it's not like you can just move to one city and be like, I'm going to be a TV writer and that's what I'm going
to
be
forever.
Yeah, and
for that to be a feasible
all
year round, absolutely, lots of different shows to work on that are hitting your taste levels. I think there's a hell of a lot of I've been very lucky. I really enjoy the shows that I work on, but I think that outside of that, there is a hell of a lot of compromise in the Australian industry.
For sure, yeah.
And I think we're all really – I think we have so much talent and so many ideas and we can do it, but I do think that there is a stall in the getting things done area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that things need to be overhauled a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think we need to start properly establishing – junior writing rooms, medium writer rooms, you know, just like a nice little pathway.
So places,
because I think our huge problem is that we don't have enough learning development.
Yes, I 100% agree.
We absolutely have the talent. We just don't. We go from beginner to expert, and that's insane. And it does bad things to people's mental health when they go from I'm a beginner. Oh my god! Now I have the keys to the city.
Yeah.
And, like, it, sometimes it makes great TV and stuff, but I just think it's, like, I don't know, as a whole, we all need to start working more on creating more of a middle in Australia. Does that make sense?
So absolutely, 100%.
It's like a few more rungs in the ladder would be great for us, and then we would all be able to be, like, oh, when I get to this point, I can feel confident and I don't have to – I can stand by my decisions when I'm in rooms with people who are – because, I mean, not that I've been in this position at all, but just – I don't know. I'm watching people get screwed up by it and the system's got to change, but it has to be like, well, we have to be the ones that change it. Like the actual content creators have to be the ones that change it because everyone else is scrambling, right? Like I'm leaping from idea to idea.
No. But
I still have not caught up on enough sleep from Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to sound like an absolute psycho, but, we all need to work harder on inviting more people into rooms and executives need to work harder on providing writers' rooms with the development time and money that they need and personnel, because that's whenever I hate it when like laymen, God, I'm really teeing off now.
No, I love this.
But like people who don't work in the industry be like, oh, Australian stuff's so shit. And it's like, we're not shit. The people in charge of how things get made haven't.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
They don't care enough about, yeah. Like, I mean, it's that thing where it's like you've got in the American and British systems, they have clear pathways to slowly move up a ladder.
Absolutely.
Whereas here it's a bit just like, fuck, there's no time, there's no money, shit, 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 when it should be like, okay, well then maybe we, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what it is, but clearly the execs and all those kind of people aren't going to fix it for us. So the content creators need to fix the problem.
Yeah. Which I think is something that like it doesn't have the same marketing, but like things like I think that's why there's so many podcasts and stuff in Australia.
Mm.
Because obviously there's a lot of other comedy scenes that have quite a few podcasts, but I think percentage like wise, Australian comedians have so many more podcasts than any other like scene in a, like the world,
yeah,
because there's just we don't have the same sort of outlets that those guys have, like
because I also think it's a very much like fend for yourself,
yes,
yeah,
market 100%. In Australia,
yeah,
like anytime you go you to have anyone to do that's your anyone own thing. Like any comedy management or any I don't know about TV, but any comedy management, they're almost like, all right, well, make some shit on your own,
yes,
and do that,
yes,
and then we'll see what we can do with that. And even like the way that you get grants and stuff is like, we'll make some shit on your own and then we'll see how you do that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you'll get some shit.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of the people that we know in comedy are all just creating their own shit.
To like, try and get something else.
Exactly. 100%. It's like if I can like fund this thing on my own, like a pilot or a podcast or whatever,
yeah,
then hopefully someone will pick that up. But you have to have had the means and the time and the whatever and also the manpower to create the thing in the first place.
Which is I mean, and it is kind of like, well, I mean, that is like, I guess, because it's that really tricky thing where it's like, because I'm like, well, that's a problem, but then it's like, but also at the same time, like you have to prove that you want a thing, and
of course,
like it's all so weird and grey and nuanced. Like all I'm doing is just suddenly for some reason teeing off with all these like, but what if this, and I have no solutions to it.
Yeah,
but it's just that thing where it's like, and there are opportunities everywhere, and thank God for the internet.
Yes,
but I just think that people who are essentially the ones that are helping get people money need to start helping with the middle section, because I think we're really bad at that.
Yeah.
And I think we go from like 5 minutes to an hour, and it shouldn't be like that. It should be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. Like it should be this, that's how the career works instead of like.
Well, and I think a lot of people have sort of transported that into, not everyone, but a lot of upcoming stand-ups have sort of taken that mentality as well of, oh, I've got 5 minutes, better do a comedy festival show.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, wait.
I did it.
Yeah.
And like it was dumb, but no one.
Actually, you did too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it was dumb.
Yeah. And like, fuck, I was lucky my first show was great.
Mm-hmm.
But
which one was your first one?
Noise Adventure.
Yeah,
which terrible fucking title, but
I like it.
Yeah. Second one, third one, complicated. And then I stopped doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And and that's like, I'm not being like, oh, I'd still be doing stand-up. It's like, that's probably not true. I probably quit for a reason, you know, but I don't know.
I really liked Shabam-a-lam, and then wait, what was the one before that?
Pony Yell.
Yeah, Pony Yell was great.
Oh, really? Because that's my least favorite one. Oh, but thanks for liking
it. I liked it. I like Shabam-a-lam as well.
Cheers. It's, I don't know. All I'm doing is now ranting with no solutions. Hey, and I don't really even have a clear rant. That's what podcasts are for.
It's fine.
I think I'm just, it's a call to arms of sorts, but I don't know in what direction.
Yeah. Well, to all the TV execs that are definitely listening to this podcast, get your shit together.
But it's also this thing where it's like, from their perspective, I have no idea how they do their job as well.
Yeah.
Like, from their perspective, they're like, well, we're just trying to survive as well, and this is how we've done it before, and this is what's worked. But, I just think...
Well, yeah, it's hard because they have to be like, well, we're going to take a monetary risk here and try something new. And then if it doesn't work, they'll be like, stop it all.
Yeah.
Then no more new ideas.
Yeah.
The last one didn't work. So because they don't have the money to keep going, well, let's try something else. That's let's try something else. Because there's just not as much money as there, like, in the Australian entertainment industry as there is, like, in any other entertainment industry. Like a bigger one, obviously.
Yeah, we should have that, like, this is me just being like, oh, we should have this and, like, really not thinking about what I'm saying. But, like, a few countries have that lottery system where it's, like, money is funneled out of lottery tickets, essentially. Yeah. We should be doing that.
Absolutely. There's a lot of Scandinavian countries, I think, that do that. Yeah, which is how they come, like, how they are able to make so many amazing, like, dramas and stuff because they've got the money. But it comes from...
Yeah.
You know, people gambling.
Love that.
We don't have enough time for development here. Wasn't it like when Vince Gilligan came out to talk about how he made Breaking Bad? Mm. He was like, okay, so like we break our episodes over 2 weeks. You guys do it over 2 days. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have writing teams doing that. And granted that is a big show with heaps of people, but it's like, that's kind of how good things get made.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
It is having enough manpower behind it.
And the time.
Yeah. We've got to stop using budgets to put stuff on screen but not work on the script. Like, it's just, it drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm probably ranting and I don't have any solutions and I don't know enough.
Well, if someone listening has a solution, let us know.
Yeah.
I fix it.
Please help us overhaul it.
We need like the block for
TV
in Australia.
That would be... No, it'd probably be awful.
Susie Wilkes?
But I want to say it.
She'll come in and host it? Susie? Is it Susie Wilkes that hosts?
I have literally no idea.
I don't know.
Am I thinking of changing rooms? I think I'm thinking of changing rooms.
Changing rooms. Now, that's a banger.
I've never watched Changing Rooms.
That was good. Purple team, yellow team
that
come in.
That was really cool.
Was it just one room that they fixed or they fixed many?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's just
so
one.
You just have so one crazy changing, fucking
it's
room.
It's like bedrooms, yeah. It was like each week was a different room, like bedrooms.
Well, isn't that what the block is? Each week's a different room?
No, but so you'd have different... So let's say all three of us were on the show.
Yeah.
Vicky, you would do Kate's bedroom.
Yeah.
Kate would do my bedroom and I would do your bedroom. Oh. So we'd go into each other's houses and change the rooms.
Right. And did you have to do it so that they liked it or hated it?
Yeah. You'd get a brief and then you'd have to try and do that brief. But sometimes they didn't like them.
Have this one
which
bizarre
is why
room.
It was so good.
Yeah. Right.
Because then, you've got like this welcome to my house and now we have this insane living room and
and everything else is
normal.
Fine.
Like, yeah. And I get to be like, well, Emily did this one, so blame her.
Also, they had a time limit. I don't want my house to be built in a time limit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to turn on a tap and for
water. Well, that's a good metaphor
for
Australia TV.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
On a time limit.
Beautiful circle.
Hey, full circle. All right. It is the time of the show we like to call Hypothetically Yes.
We did it. Ooh, we got
where
there.
Where I... ask you a hypothetical question based on our chats today.
Now, did she come up with one?
I've come up with one half of the hypothetical.
Great. Sometimes she just forgets to do it, and that's my favorite time.
Kate.
When she just has to come up with it on the fly.
Yes. Would you rather.
Oh, I love this. Yes.
Would you rather never have an Aussie brunch again?
Ooh.
No avocado. I don't know if you can eat avocado.
Okay. I do anyway.
No. Okay, great. You can't have any more brunch.
Okay.
But. You're consistently working in television and never stop getting, like, stuff to do.
Okay, yeah, no, fuck off that brunch. I can tell you before
all right,
you get
it. Then that's it. We've done it. You never need brunch again.
You never eat brunch again. Yeah, as long as I was employed until retirement. Yeah,
great.
For sure.
Right.
Fuck
Did
off
you know
brunch.
Retirement age is insane?
What is in retirement?
Like 72?
Yeah, but we're going to live to, like, 100, aren't we?
I hope so.
I hope so.
That's if the planet doesn't die first. We've only got like 12 years left, don't we?
Yeah, we've all got to start going to rallies. I'm at them. Come join me.
Yeah.
It's so dire. Sorry. God, this has been so started so fun. And now I'm like, also the world is dying. We're not doing enough. Everyone needs to make an effort.
Yeah.
I love it.
Everyone needs to make an effort is a good motto.
That could be
I
a
think.
Solution to almost both of those problems.
All
almost
problems.
Everything.
Yeah. Almost everything. Just make a bit of an effort, guys.
And then we'll be fine.
Bit. Yeah.
Well,
All right. We have.
What a Debbie Downer. Hi, guys. I'm angry and sad.
All right, we have one final question. Mm. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Oh, yes.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. I'm not into Spider-Man.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone's into it. It's not for me. Cool. It's too sassy.
All right, okay.
There's been a couple of people that have said, no, he's too sassy for me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, good to know I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
No loner.
I also dislike it when people who aren't funny write funny things. I always think like, oh.
It is frustrating.
I think often. Although, but apparently that new Spider-Man movie is meant to be great. That
I do like the new one. The animated one is yeah, it's so good.
See, I'm keen to be like, well, if everyone's saying it's good, then it must be good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I'm not a piece of wood here. I can be moved.
I would, if you were going to get into a Spider-Man thing, try Into the Spider-Verse. Okay. I think that's the one to do it.
See, I grew up with the Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah, didn't we all?
And then also just a few bad boyfriends who liked it. You know, yeah, like, lame. This isn't going to work out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, guilty by association, Spider-Man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Done.
That's fair enough.
All right, we're done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
We did it.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I'm really sorry for bringing some weird energy in.
I honestly loved it. It's been a great time.
I loved it. We're supposed to have the bit in the middle where we talk about real stuff, so it was perfect.
It's real, man. Got real. I just also want to say I'm so thankful for all the past opportunities I've had.
Yes.
Genuinely really happy with all the work I've done and I'm currently doing. Please do not fire me.
I don't think anything you said made okay. you sound
all
like...
All right. No. I'm grateful.
No.
There was a moment where you could have definitely... called all of the executives dicks and you didn't, like, honestly could have, and then you really diplomatically said some really good stuff. Yeah. And I was like, that right there is a mark of a true wonderful person,
someone who is terrified of losing their job.
Hey,
it's all good.
I think it was great. I think it was really great.
Ditto. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.